Kenny McCarthy.
Is this thing on?
Luke's a power bottom.
The British are coming! The British are coming! Well, not really. It's just.
Yeah, I was gonna say this. That was saying the British here.
I know, not yet. Not yet. But we look, it's very awkward time for them. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning. It's very hard. The only time we get British people on is when Lisa's half drunk and she's like, hello, everyone. But that's why we love her. That's why we love her. And that's why I'm going to go stay with her next year when I go visit. Yay. Welcome to UCR Live for another week. We are back again to bring you the highs, the lows, and the dirty hoes of this week's news cycle. We've got highs, lows, and dirty hoes here, but, you know, that's just how we go. Let's start with my favorite person because she does everything I tell her to do. Hi, Christina.
That's how I start my day.
How are you today, my lovely loveliness?
I'm doing very well today. Yeah. My son started walking yesterday.
Aww.
First step. I can't even. Oh my god. But yeah, other than that, I was supposed to go to a light show tonight, and my mom had bought the ticket, and we arrive and all the lights are off, and we pull in and she goes, maybe they don't turn the lights on until everybody gets here.
Oh my god.
The tickets were for tomorrow night. So.
Oh, yeah. Ace Browning's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, so good to see you.
Ace Browning.
Someone else we haven't seen in a little while. Mr. Luke, how are you today?
An interesting day. I don't think we need to discuss it on air because we all know what actually happened.
That's right.
But it was nice, you know, and I got to see a lot of different characters in my town. They were doing some Christmas shopping. And they were showing up to certain events in inappropriate clothing, like wearing flip-flops and tights and stuff, and like those lazy buns. I was quite entertained by the spectacle that I witnessed. So yeah, that's me.
That's good.
Oh, and I'm buying Rubble a girlfriend finally.
Oh, it's going to be a double dog daddy.
The wedding is off.
The wedding is
really?
Off.
No, girl.
No,
I know.
Those
puppies are working mint.
I don't care.
Better than any honeymoon.
Did you
gift
take
that,
that dog
given.
To boarding school yet or to obedience school?
Take the dog to boarding school. I love it.
That's where the dog
would come. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'd have nice
puppy
coats made of two dogs.
Oh dear,
Cruella.
We gotta confuse everyone and go to Vera.
Daddy, <damn it>.
Stop masturbating in public.
Now we won't be on Facebook, and it's Jeffrey's fault. We're having a mad week. Do I look
bad, crazy week?
Smother still in the hospital. I was gonna say jail.
She's in health jail.
Was that a Freudian slip?
Probably just a smidge, yeah. It's been a crazy week.
Now,
I've been a good patient.
With Vera online, I have to make a formal and public apology for 2 weeks ago when Christina and I were sharing the show with Vera, and we were talking away, all the topics, so many topics, and I'm like, oh, we're over time, we better just end the show, and we got through it all, we did the whole thing, and then Vera just goes, well, we're off air. So no vent then? And I'm like,
oh my god.
What kind of producer are you, Stephen? You can't even keep the format of the show going.
I apologize.
It's not my fault.
I have a really great story, okay?
Go.
I've been on the union negotiating team, and we've been in some very contentious negotiations for the past month and a half. And the lawyer for the other side, my light keeps going off, sorry. The lawyer for the other side accused us of making frivolous demands. And that word frivolous just exploded in my head. And he shut up and I went, frivolous? How dare you call this frivolous? And he said, I didn't say frivolous. And I threw my hands up and said, stop. You know, and I went on a full scale rant. And my vice president holds up this little sign from across the room that says, Vera Vets.
Yes! It's making its way into the lexicon of the public.
Yes!
It'd be funnier if he just lifted up, like, opened his shirt and he had the Vera Vets shirt underneath.
Well, I might have to get him to order one.
We need to, we need to, maybe.
Peter, there is a Vera Vets T-shirt you can buy.
Anthony and I were FaceTiming the other night, and Anthony actually was like, look at my shirt. And he was wearing your shirt.
You want some merchandise? Uncensoredradio.shop. Uncensoredradio.shop. Of course. we're talking frivolous demands. Here's the guy that has frivolous demands of me all the time, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett.
Yes, it's been a week. If you guys are paying attention to my Uncensored Radio on TikTok, it has we've got one video about the restaurant and
Petey, you don't have to get one made. There's Vera Vent shirt available.
Virginia, that's got like 200,000 views. There's one with 55,000 and one with 100,000. Like TikTok's just going mad. And then, so if that wasn't exciting enough, I'm getting ready for our big, you know, Girls Day Out thing this weekend at the Blouse Bar, you know, because we're down in Schitt's Creek. Well, you know, Marsha, you know, she owns the Blouse Bar and she also tutors kids. She's a retired teacher. She's like, oh my God, look at this text I got last night. And it's like, Marsha, you're a fucking moron. Biden's an asshole. He's worthless. He's the worst president. Fuck you, you stupid bitch. And it's going on this huge long text message. And it's from a number she's just known. It's from like California. Jesus. And I'm like, that's like one of those fake numbers. I'm like, God, it's like, you know, the number we got for the Blouse Bar. And it's like, you know, through a third party app, you know? I'm like, it's got to be. She's like, God, somebody from here. So I'm like, don't worry, I got this. So I go on one of those third party apps and don't I text them? I was like, oh, thanks for subscribing to Uncensored Radio. Text stop now to not be charged $29.99 for our daily updates. And I start sending viewers vents. So don't I wake up this morning to a picture of an asshole? And I don't mean an ass. I'm talking this dude spread his cheeks with his hands were like spread. And it was like just full moon. I gotta say though, you know, I don't like asshole pictures. Like on Grindr or nothing. I, you know, keep your asshole. But this was actually a very nice one. I gotta say, like I was impressed.
Well maintained.
It was pretty nice.
Oh my God.
So then I sent a message about, you know, all Trump and how he was guilty for all these things, right? Well, apparently that set this son of a bitch off. So this afternoon, Marsha gets another message, and I get things at the number, and they're like, "And how about that fucking free iPhone 10, you fucking cocksucker?" And they started messaging from another number, and I'm like, oh. "So it's somebody like they must know who I am."
They're
too.
Russian so bots.
It's gotta be somebody around here. So all of a sudden, the phone starts blowing up. Well, these people, can I pick up the free iPhone 10? I can meet you tonight. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what? The person placed a Craigslist ad in California where that phone number was registered to in Santa Ana on Craigslist with a picture saying, oh, I got a new phone and I was going to pay it, but I'm going to give it away for free. Maybe we can meet somewhere public like Starbucks or something tonight so you can pick up your free iPhone. Text me or call me here at this number. So they were blowing us up about this free iPhone.
Oh my God.
And I have never been like, I wasn't mad at all. You know what I mean? I'm just like,
serious planning.
Did we get like 30 million shares?
We need some. We need that person to work for the show.
This motherfucker's a genius. How have I never thought to do this to somebody, right? I'm like, yeah. I'm going to do this to Luke later. I'm going to put his own father in just for fun. You know, like, are you kidding me? Like, as much as I love to fuck with all my friends, the thought of, like, going to put them on, like, a personal ad on Craigslist and be like, you know, I'm a power bottom. Like, text me here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how have I done it? So I was like, I'm enthralled by this person now. I think I'm, like, in love.
It could be. And he's got a nice asshole.
Yeah, with this body hair.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So it's the highlight of my day, man. You know, I love the haters.
Love will find a way.
Yeah.
Love will find a way, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I think that's a different
asshole.
That's the real version of bros, isn't it?
It warms my heart.
Showed someone my asshole and now I'm in love with them.
Yeah, not just their asshole, but their whole ass.
Well, and then you can see like the balls hanging, like it was great. I mean, it really was a great shot. I don't know if it was the stock photo, you know, I don't know. But I'm like showing my
picture, you know.
And I'm like, Marsha, do you recognize the wall back there? I'm like, do you know anybody you know?
You've been into people's houses. Do you know this asshole? Or this wall treatment?
I'm like, does that hands look familiar? I'm like, those are really nice manicure fingernails. I was like, oh my goodness. God.
Jeffrey really examined the evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, you got to get to the bottom of it. We're going to get to the bottom of this week's news right now with this week's
hot load of hot topics.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Katrina A. Johnson. And if you were tuned in this week, you would have seen her. She was here. Jeffrey, Katrina, and I put the band back together and had a bit of a what had happened was episode this week, which is always quite funny. We learn a lot about each other in those episodes.
I want to tell the viewers, too, that actually Katrina A. Johnson and I filmed a sketch while we were in LA, and it will be appearing on our TikTok.
Eventually.
Soon.
All right, we're going to go into this week's biggest news for us, I think, and pretty big everywhere. Sorry, Jeff.
Oh,
actress Kirstie Alley passed away this week, very suddenly for the public, but at 71 years old, it was revealed that she did pass away from colon cancer. But this one really came out of nowhere, and we were right on top of it. we broke it before a lot of news agencies even had the information, but she had been sick for a brief time, as colon cancer will do, kind of creeps up on you, and then, passed away. Now, Jeff, you are a huge Kirstie fan, used to interact with her and stuff like that.
I think Kirstie was the reason Jeff started this show, wasn't
it? No. But she actually, we almost had her on the original show. But the thing that's really come out since she's died in, like, the last 2 days, you know, I was rewatching some old interviews of hers, and then I was just talking to Steve, and I went and rewatched Fat Actress. And I'm watching the first episode, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is actually very racist. Like, this is not okay. And then there's this interview with her and Barbara Walters, and she's talking about, you know, when her parents got in this, there was a drunk driving accident.
Yeah.
Driver hit them, and you know, they go to the hospital, and they were going to a Halloween party, and she's asking her sister, like, you know, what was going on. She's like, oh, they were, you know, what were they wearing? She's like, they were dressed as the Odd Couple. And she's like, oh, Walter Matthau and John, you know. And she's like, no, like, as a Black girl and a Klan member. And she's like laughing as she's telling this. And this was like in the late 80s, early 90s, and she's talking to Barbara Walters about it, and she's like,
cracking, you know, up.
And I'm like, Oh my God. There's nothing funny about that. Like,
she's
not even
laughing.
A little bit.
Like,
yeah, even in the late 80s or early 90s, like, it wasn't funny.
I think we do have to
remember, not that I'm ever excusing racism or anything like that. She is a product of another time, and she got famous very late, or late in life. She really only
got famous at
31. And that attitude was still around. Yeah, that attitude was still around.
She's from Kansas. I don't
think it is still around. It's
still around now.
I don't think that there was malice in what she was doing. I think she was going through a trauma. She was But when you look at Fat Actress, you hear that story. There are some pieces you put together that it doesn't look so great. So in retrospect, it makes me very uncomfortable now. And you know, all the other things, obviously, that have come out in the last couple of years and the things that she said and done. And then, you know, one of her close friends was Jonathan Knight, who is a gay man. And he loved her dearly. So it's very difficult, right? When you have somebody that has opposing views. And I said it on TikTok. You know what? Our job, I feel like, if we're not going to be hypocrites and we're not going to be like this other side of people, our job is to love people anyways.
Yep.
I don't know what else to do. I
would like to bring up something. And, you know, I don't want to speak ill of... Oh, who the hell am I kidding? I will speak ill of the dead. But I'm not speaking ill of Kirstie Alley. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Didn't Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, also die of colon cancer? Diagnosed very late?
I know it was cancer, but I don't know why.
It was cancer.
Isn't this part of the problem with their religion?
That they will
themselves healthy and it's not working.
That's the whole reason why John Travolta ended up leaving Scientology, because they stopped treatment for Jet, and he died because of it.
When you get to a certain point in Scientology, you're not supposed to be able to get cancer because you're all energy or whatever. And I think somebody
How's
was
that
reporting.
Working?
Can we all disagree that Scientology is like a pyramid scheme?
I got no use for any religion. I'm sorry. I know that there are many people that I love are very religious, and my father.
Well, I think
went
Nicole Remini, when
day.
She was on, she made it very clear it was all about money, and it's just all a load of shit.
Well,
so,
I think it all is.
When you watch Kirstie talk about it in a lot of interviews, it didn't seem like they. And I don't know if it was. I don't know. I don't know if it was different because she was older, what the situation was. It didn't sound like her experience was like theirs, and that it was a different thing to her.
I think they got in early, like, you know what I mean? They got in on the ground floor, and this was all built up underneath these people.
Because hers sounded very much like she was there when she needed it. You know what I mean? It helped her break her addiction to cocaine. So it was a very different, it sounded like, at least to me from the interviews, it was a different thing for her. And I got it. Hearing her talk about it, it made sense to me. Like, okay, that helped her. And it didn't sound like an overbearing thing. But then you hear, like, the guy that she danced with, Maxim,
Chmielewski.
He had said that, I think, because he was talking to Leah Remini or whatever, he danced with her. She messaged him and said, like, you're hanging out with whoever, you know, I can't, you know, our friendship's over or whatever, and that hurt him. And he brought that up after she died. So, I mean, it's complicated. You know, people are complicated. You go and listen to her podcast. You know, she was a wild chick, you know? I mean, that's what
This is what we have to remember. We have this floating around the universe forever. So when we go, someone could find this and go, oh, hello.
People are all going to see my Jeepers Creepers review. It's never going away.
But look, I choose to not be blind to it, but just go, radio. I think that you've got to remember, like, you know, I enjoyed Kirstie. I think she was funny and a very unique individual. Used to love Veronica's Closet, liked Fat Actress, like, she was drop dead gorgeous.
Other Amish movie that she
was
in
with Tim Allen. Tim Allen. Yeah.
For Rich or for Poor.
And then I totally forgot about Village of the Damned and randomly messaged Jeffrey and went, remember she did a movie with Christopher Reeve when he could walk? That was weird. Wow. That was a weird moment. That was the last movie he did before he was paralyzed. So I was like,
geez. No, he was in one with Kim Cattrall, and he was banging her in the shower, and her tits were all up on the glass.
Superman was getting it back in the day. So
it's very polarized with in America, like, you know, because Kirstie was a Republican and you know, and like Chrissy Swanson's a Republican, like they suddenly, like, all these people want to cancel them. And I'm like, you know, the whole reason that there is different political parties is people do have different beliefs. And I think those beliefs are valid. And unless they're being absolutely awful to other people, I think that we just need to accept that people have a different view on life, and that's fine.
You know what, Jeff? Or do you know what, Luke? I'm going to challenge this because, yes, everybody's allowed different views, but I can disagree with Christina and not hate her, but she's not marginalizing anybody I love. You know what I mean?
When it comes to power.
She's not saying Jeff has no right to exist. She's just believes what she believes, and I believe what I believe, you know? But we can believe different things, and it's okay. And we don't hate each other.
Yeah.
But I think that the problem with Kirstie Alley is that she publicly praised someone who preached hate. And I think that's why people are vilifying her now. I am not going to do that.
Yeah, it's the same anywhere, though. As soon as you take politics or religion and you weaponize it, that's an issue.
Right. I think we can all agree. And like Jeff said, we aren't going to be the people we despise. We aren't going to criticize her for her beliefs.
We're going to rise above.
Yeah.
Because we're so holy.
I'm not always a Republican. That's the other, you know what I mean? Like, she became a Republican. And there was another interview that I saw, you know, where she talked about how the switch happened and how she wasn't happy with the way things were going. And then this guy came along and there were some things that he talked about that she liked. So she thought, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And then she saw things that she wasn't comfortable with. She didn't agree with. And, you know, I think that happened to a lot of people in the country. And then things just got so far out of control that there was such that big divide. And it's very, it's just ugly all around.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about politics in a minute, but we do have to point out one more RIP. This one hit me right in the childhood. Oh, Bob McGrath.
I know. Oh, my God.
Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
90?
He was 90 years old, and he passed away this week. Oh, Bob. That face just, and broke my heart a little bit.
Or like Maria is like 80 something.
She's dead. Is she not dead now too?
I think she might be dead.
Yeah, no, she's dead. No, she's alive. Louise died.
Olivia.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah, all the adults in Sesame Street are checking out, and it's making me feel my mortality a lot. And it makes me, I know they're not real, but I'm like, what about the monsters? Who's going to explain it to these? Who's going to explain it to these perpetual children monsters that Elmo, these people aren't here anymore? Are you going to tell Elmo that Bob's dead?
One of the sadness of getting older, though, is that, like, you think people that you grew up with and that you thought will be there forever, like, in your existence, and, you know, like, all these popular people like Olivia Newton-John, you know, Kirstie Alley, all these different people that have checked out, and it really makes you think, like, oh well, like, you know, eventually my time's coming too. So
well, and you think about, right, like 71 to me, right, I'm creeping up on 40. I'm like, well, 71's not that old anymore, you know, when you were 10 years, right, but then when you think about 71, you know, and I'm thinking about what's her fuck there, Jane Fonda, right? But she's going to be 85, and I'm like, oh God, 85, what do you got? Maybe fucking 3 good years left? 5 good years if you're lucky?
That's what she said. She goes, she knows she doesn't have long. I'm like, oh God, that's dramatic. But
I'm like, oh, sure. What a shitty time. Yeah, like, what is shitty feeling to know, like, oh God, maybe I got a year left, 2 years, like, you know, you can't go to Costco and buy the gallon jug of mayo.
Oh my God!
Gotta make sure his use by dates are real brief.
Right?
Oh, I just turned into Katrina. I just turned into Katrina. Excuse me, everyone.
We're leaving it to you in our will.
But you know, I think also age is something that, oil. Like, look, I nurse people that are younger than my mother who's still working as a registered nurse. So age and health, I think, are two separate things. I think, you know, like, eventually we all succumb to age, something. But I think how people live is definitely an effect on their lifespan. And, you know, like, I nurse people that are, like, completely reliant now on, you know, they might be demented, they might be, you know, immobile, whatever their affliction is. And then I often think then, I'm like, oh, wow, my mum's older than you. Like, how long will she be okay for? Like, these are the kind of questions that come into your head because you're seeing younger people now that are not coping with their own health. Like, their health is just shit.
But you look for a classic, the idea of age has changed so much. The fact that Grace and Frankie's was on TV at all is a huge thing.
Yeah.
The women that starred in Golden Girls were the same age as the Sex and the City girls.
Yeah.
Back in the day, back in the '80s. Look at how much attitudes have changed. Like between the '80s.
And look how much better 80s, a show 90s, Golden Girls was than Sex and the City.
Right. Right. That's funny. I end up watching a whole reel on TikTok of B. Arthur's Shoppers Drug Mart ads.
Oh, I was going to say, I just watch B. Arthur until forever. Like, she is just so off the cuff and just sharp, sharp, sharp. I love it.
Sharp.
I'm very sad that I never went to B. Arthur. I had the option to go and I never saw her. I was like, damn it. Should have gone.
And now never will.
It's been a big week. It's been a big week in the former president's life, hasn't it? Let's talk about it. So first of all, earlier this week, former President Donald Trump called for the termination of the Constitution to overturn the 2020 election and reinstate him to power. Bitch, let it go. It's 2022.
I have to ask a question. Do you think that those diehard MAGA patriots understand that if they overturn the Constitution, there goes their Second Amendment?
Yeah. Bye-bye. No one has right to bear arms. No one. Yeah. No.
You're never getting it back.
The most delicious and juicy thing that happened to the former president this week. He was officially declared a tax fraud and cheat. Oh, well, his organization. And I say unto you, the American people, how can he then run for office if an organization that has his name on it has been declared a criminal organization?
He ran the first time. He couldn't even hold a charity in his name in New York because they were stealing from the charity.
Jeff, are you a bit excited that Trump might come back?
Well, I guess I gotta say the biggest problem.
He's nodding. He's nodding, listeners.
The biggest problem that Trump exposed is that all of these things that we kind of thought were written in stone. Like, if you're charged with tax fraud for defrauding a charity, that disqualifies you from being president, aren't written down anywhere. It's just always been a gentleman's agreement. And the party that put the candidate forward talked the candidate into stepping aside so another worthy candidate could come forward. And with what Trump exposed is, none of this is written down anywhere. And there's nothing that says I have to step down from this election cycle because I have this charity fraud in my background, and there's nothing that says I have to step down because I've been accused of sexual assault. There's nothing that says I have to step down because I don't pay taxes. None of this is written down, and he just said, hey, sue me. You know?
Literally, state of New York.
It's not written down. He's like, right. It's not written down.
And look, he's not, but this is the thing, he's not wrong. And let's not pretend that everyone that's been president has been a squeaky clean, like, pillar of morality and, and, you know, goodness.
But he has been living out loud. He has everything that he's committed, he's owned. Well, not owned, but just, it's not wrong. You know, I'm smart enough to figure out that you can get around it this way. You know, and
he's the king of he's the king of no fucks given. King of no fucks given. It's just like, bye, girl. You're like, I'm in awe / amazed that this is just happening. I'm like, wow, you guys will really vote. You'll vote for anyone.
If he really cared about American people, he would have made. He would have tried to make laws, right, that made sure that people could do what he does. That he would have made sure to protect them. That said, yep, these loopholes that I use, they're fine. It's legal. Go ahead. Yeah.
The minute that one of those loopholes was used against him and cost him a penny, it would have been outlawed.
It's like all those presidential pardons that he was promising people that didn't happen. Oh, but I'm pretty sure everyone that had the last name Trump was scot-free.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, maybe he didn't even have his name on that organization to begin with, you know, like, or took his name off at some point. It's just one of those little things. He knows what he's doing, you know, like, he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, he does know what he's doing, but he's committing fraud while he's doing it. And,
as a
like
fraud,
the casino, okay, so and the university, and the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah.
So, like, as a fraud analyst for a bank, like, a con artist will always be a con artist. Like, they will continually do this over and over and over again until the end of time. So there's no changing this guy. Like, he will always be that guy. He will always be a con artist. He will always be scheming his way through life. And
To remind everyone of, like, Top Cat, I always feel like he is just, like, the humanized version of Top Cat. Look, he's almost the same color as Top Cat.
Top Cat's yellow, though.
Yeah. Christina, could you give the audience some helpful tips on how to commit fraud? Just between us girls.
So, like, if I wanted to, like, keep my job, I couldn't. But if you want to hire me at any point, I will totally tell you this.
Under the table, cash in hand.
I know. I could easily do it. I could easily
do
it.
No paper trail.
Yeah.
That's
what I get lost on, the paper trail. I've got to figure out.
One of his best friends, one of the Peach Blossom's best friends, has lost it epically. Have you guys seen any of his of Kanye West's appearance on InfoWars?
No.
Oh my fucking lord!
No, I've seen, like, a lot of news reports that he's melting down.
It went for over 3 hours. Over 3 hours, he was ranting and raving and saying Hitler was a great guy and all this kind of stuff. Like, is this a performance art piece at this? Like, is he fucking with us? Or is he
not? I also asked the question, like, is racism, like, from a lot of people nowadays? I find, like, the most racist people, including Kanye, have some kind of mental affliction that's going with it. Like, they have a mental illness, and that's why they're using these societal prejudices to just spout shit. And I don't actually think they believe in half the stuff they say. I think they just actually lost it.
Like, look,
well, Kanye himself said he's off his meds.
That's the give on Kanye. It's like, I actually don't think he believes half the stuff he says. I think he's actually not right.
He's got, like, a jar of peanut butter and a fly swatter. He's dressed in a complete black combat suit. This is like some kind of weird ass performance art, like, welcome to my showcase at university drama school. Fucking weirdness.
But is it?
I don't know. I can't pick it.
Ever since his mother died.
He's Billy. He's really Billy. And Billy means crazy. He is Billy. Like he actually needs a lot of help. And the fact that he's a public figure means that everyone's going to keep, you know, projecting all of this crazy shit he's spouting when really he should be probably in a hospital.
On his meds. Right. There are people who are fully decompensated schizophrenics who will show up at the clinic wearing gas masks and costumes and tutus and unicorn. He's there.
Jeffrey.
This man is sitting back on his meds. He is in full-blown schizophrenia.
That explains so much
I just think that, like, I think he knows what he's doing, but I think on some level, like, he's definitely getting out of control, and I think he knows he's getting out of control, and he's just going with it at this point. And because wasn't there a video? I haven't seen the full video, but what was that gotcha video that he put out? Has anybody seen that? Where he's like, gotcha, like, and he says something else, and like. I don't know what this gotcha video was, but everybody's talking about it.
See, there's a difference, I think, is between Kanye and Madonna. Madonna's deliberately just being a fuckwit and trying to get attention, like she's doing, like, you know, poppers on her live stream and all that shit. And I think she's actually completely together. She knows what she's doing. She's very
calculated. Yeah, she's re-releasing the sex book. Hello.
Yeah, so it's getting her more press. Whereas someone like Kanye, I think, has actually legit, like, lost his shit. And
Isn't there a tweet thread where his manager encouraged him to get right, and he said, I'm not going back on those meds? Am I remembering that correctly?
I try not to pay attention to him.
Sounds right.
Jeffrey
is good. I follow him on Instagram, so... Like every now and then, like he'll post like some random ass post, and that what not outfit anymore. He's wearing doesn't that looks like that looks like a Balenciaga outfit, like the mask that Kim wore to one of those fucking whatever the hell the dollars.
Could he pick a worse brand to be associated with at the moment?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but like that's what I'm saying. Like he's like, oh, so and so didn't cancel Adidas and Balenciaga because of this and. Like, you know, but like, he gets canceled from Adidas for his actions and his racism it's a
wonder,
and shit.
Like, look, it's a wonder that he is, like, he called out Beyonce and Jay-Z and stuff recently about being, like, part of the Illuminati and all this kind of stuff.
God.
Why aren't they going after him? Because like, legally.
How are you going to go after him?
Because they know he's just not.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You can't get
mad
at the homeless
man. Have you met like Beyonce? She'd have fucked around.
Don't give something oxygen you don't need to.
Remember when she had all those photos of her removed when she performed at the Super Bowl because she was like, looked like the Hulk a little bit? And she was like, not having it? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was crazy. All right, more music news. Now, this one.
Jay-Z's ass in the elevator.
You don't throw gas on the fire.
That was fucking amazing. I would not fuck. Speaking of mentally ill, Solange just snapped. She went, it was over. And then when Beyonce's just standing in the corner going, Stepford wife. Solange fucking hellcats out. Mm-hmm. And as soon as the elevator opens, she's like, bam, I'm good.
She's like Street Fighter man, like doing like full roundhouse kick or something.
They were I hope that's what Melania's like behind scenes. She's like, fucking Christmas! Melania,
I really want her to be like some kind of undercover assassin and just like has this really interesting life. Like she's like a 007.
Oh no, she's Putin's fucking bitch. She is.
Oh my god, guys! Do you know that we could find love on a new dating site? That's the answer.
Oh, I'm taking my ring off.
Christina's in.
Ready?
Jumping
in.
Now, breaking news.
We got bodied.
A second time. We're so popular these days. We got some breaking news last couple of hours. from Celine Dion. Now, this is some pretty serious shit, although a horrible name for a disease. She has been diagnosed with a neurological condition called stiff person syndrome, which causes her to spasm uncontrolled. One in 4 million or something, the likelihood is. And it causes her to spasm uncontrollably and can atrophy muscles. Vera's on it. Look, she's like,
isn't
I'm going. I don't know. But this is the reason why she's been pulling out of concerts and hasn't been in public and in the last.
My heart. Long. She doesn't look well. Won't be the same, will it?
She does not look the same.
She doesn't look well.
She doesn't look well.
Awful.
And that looks exhausted. Because I love Selena.
I know.
She's hilarious. I love Selena.
Oh, she's but, not getting her face off. Which, guys, I got to say, you know, speaking of not looking the same, it's a little, well, it's totally off topic. But you remember how we were all making fun of Kristen Davis? When Sex and the City.
Oh, when her face was all fucked up.
Right. Well, yeah. I just happened to watch the last movie she did before she got her face done. She did it with, Holidays in the Wild or something.
And she was haggard, was she?
Bitch, I understood why she got her face. I mean, she looked fine, right? I mean, for a woman,
she looks anorexic. She looks way too skinny, like unhealthily skinny. Her BMI would consider her anorexic.
But I did understand as a Hollywood person or somebody on TV why she wanted to go get fillers for the night. I understood.
Is it the difference between Zac Efron?
No. Oh God, that's terrible.
And he says he broke his jaw.
Zac Efron, man, that's sad. He was.
What did he do?
Zac Efron had like laser hair removal on his buttocks.
He got a baby's ass chin put in.
Yeah, he got like.
It's calmed
down.
Anymore.
It's calmed down a lot, but he was doing promotion, and he looked like what's it called from Dick Tracy? Thumb.
God, I didn't hear anything about that.
He doesn't look bad.
You don't really like Channing. You don't really watch his stuff to look at his face, do you?
Stiff person syndrome is actually. But my question is
legitimate. Do you reckon like Zac Efron and like Channing Tatum have had laser hair removal on their buttocks?
Probably,
but it's very.
I don't see them having hairy butts.
What? Yeah, that's in my mind. So yeah, Celine says it affects her everyday life. She can't. It affects her walking.
It's
it affects
really
her singing.
Painful.
And it's the spasms are painful and can lead to complete atrophy of the muscle.
And there's
but
no
they can't
cure.
Do anything.
No cure. It's only the only treatment is to modify pain.
So how the hell does she think she's gonna go on tour?
I don't think she's gonna. I think we've seen the last of her. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like, but like, it's so sad when music is somewhat like. I watched the video. It's actually really, really. You can see that she's fighting back tears, hardcore in that video, and singing is her life. Singing is what she's here on the planet to do, and it's so heartbreaking because I just watched an interview with Linda Ronstadt as well.
Yeah,
and what her disease
she's
has done
Parkinson.
To her. Yeah,
Roberta Flack, another one. I think she can't sing either anymore.
The sad thing
Linda
with
Ronstadt can barely talk.
With Linda Ronstadt is she can't hear her own voice anymore either. When it reaches certain pitches, she can't even hear it. So if she wanted to hear what she used to sound like, she can't.
That is
the cruelest thing to do to someone whose life was music.
Like, well, that was
people believe in a god.
Amy Jo Johnson acted in a movie, Sweetwater, where she played. It was a true life story of a singer that was involved in a motor vehicle accident, and I think her windpipe was crushed or something, so she couldn't sing again. And so the film is about like her, like what happened prior to her becoming famous, and then the outcome. And it's actually it's just awful.
Oh God! All right, Kanye. Oh, is Katie McCarthy here after all? Who knew?
Wow! I'm like, this is not happening.
It's amazing. And everybody's
okay. Muted, anyway, Steven.
What's next, Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. So sad for Celine. We sent her love and healing, but I have to move on.
Oh, she'll be right. She's got a bit of money. She'll be okay.
Quite funny article that came up this week, and it's based in Australia.
Her heart will go on.
It's an article that I entitled Guns and Roses.
This poor bench. This
Guns
poor
and Roses.
Bench.
Now, excuse me, but if you are any kind of fan of Guns N' Roses, you should realize that you should be watching the stage at all times because Axl's fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, whether he's walking off stage or throwing a microphone into the stage, which apparently he has done on every date of that tour in that song. You should be paying attention. She's like, what if it hit me in my eye? What if it hit me in my temple? I'm like, why weren't you paying attention when a fucking
microphone? What if it killed you?
Like, imagine how boring she'd be at a gangbang. Like, she's not even like, fucking aware of her surroundings.
Right? Oh, my God. Like, look, what the fuck were you doing? Like, what
Here's the quote, right? My mind went, oh my God, my face is caved in. What if it was a couple of inches to the right or to the left? I could have lost my eye. I would have hit me in my mouth and broke my teeth. Okay.
That bitch has probably had worse things on her face, I'm sure.
All right. But Axel's not fucking with it. Here's Axel's answer to her on social media. It comes to my attention that a fan may have been hurt at our show in Adelaide, Australia, possibly being hit by the microphone at the end of the show when I traditionally toss the mic to the fans. Having tossed the mic at the end of the show for over 30 years, we always felt it was a known part of the end of the performance that fans wanted and are aware to have the opportunity to catch the mic. Regardless, in the interest of public safety, from now on, we'll refrain from tossing the mic or anything to fans during
For fuck's sake, it's like going to a drag show and being surprised at the women and men. Like,
unfortunately, the end of it's the best. Unfortunately, there are those that, for their own reasons, chose to frame their reporting regarding this subject in a more negative and irresponsible out of nowhere light, which couldn't be farther from reality. We hope for the public and, of course, our fans. Oh, this is really hard to read. Our fans that sometimes happens. That doesn't make sense. Big thanks to everyone for understanding. So he's just like, you know how like something will normally happen and they'll go, oh God, I'll pay for it. He's like, just fuck you, bitch. He's like, fuck you.
Okay, listen. It's not like the guy was like, fuck you! Like,
yeah,
he probably like, lobbed that fucking thing up. It was probably, like, underhanded it up into the crowd. Like, again, what the fuck was she doing that this thing hit her right in the fucking nose? And not one of her friends was like, hey, bitch, watch out. Not even paying attention
at the concert. Like, you know, it didn't just happen out of nowhere. Like, you know, he's going to throw the microphone. So what was she on, her phone or something? Bitch, she shouldn't have been there. If you're that disinterested, fuck off.
It's her own fucking fault. Right. It's her own fault. Like,
she's a dopey cunt, is what they say in Australia. A dopey cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't. I'm like, that's awesome. I live. It's a good time.
Which is good. We good like you to live. But I love the dramatic reading, Stephen.
I know. Drama school. Drama school. Also happening overnight, some world news, some non-entertainment based news. Brittany Griner has been freed from Russian prison. So she's on her way home. That happened very quickly. It's a bit of a I'll give you one of yours for one of ours moment. But
look. That was a whole fucking thing all day long.
I know.
We have a tip. People, she was called an American hater all day long, and that she was worthless, and that she hates America, and that there was a Marine that they left there instead of her. And I'm like, wait a minute. You mean the Marine that was captured while Trump was president and that he couldn't get from his good buddy? You mean that guy?
Oh, that one. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, quite frankly, Griner's in a lot more danger in the Putin regime than the white guy. He's a racist and a homophobe. She was at risk. Now, say what you will, no American deserves to be in a foreign prison for something they haven't done, but something that she was being paid to do for the Russian people. She didn't go there to be a spy or a contractor. She went there to play basketball because women in this country don't make enough playing professional basketball to make a living. But hey, that's another argument. You know,
right.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But this is a Biden win, right? This is good for him.
This is a Biden win.
Oh.
For people that support Biden.
Oh, yes. Biden. Yeah, but yeah. The other side is like, you know, they're calling for his head.
Of course. They will.
They didn't like the fact that he gave every state like $100 billion. They're all mad about that.
Donald's like, that's my money. That's my money.
There's plenty of prison guards who cash that fucking $5,000 PPE bonus for working through COVID. It's like, yeah, that goddamn Biden's an asshole.
Yeah, cash right.
That check and you bought your fucking boat, motherfucker.
Exactly. It was exactly the same here when everyone got their COVID payouts. Oh, fuck the government. Fuck the government. You're more than happy to take their money, though, aren't you, fucking scumbags?
I enjoyed my $200.
I don't have any problem with them taking the money. I really don't. You know, we worked through COVID. It was hell, you know? But don't bitch about it. Yeah. If you're going to take the money, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Be a good hoe. Take the money and say thank you.
You know?
Christina. You just keep your mouth shut. It's not your job to keep your mouth open after the trick is done. The funniest thing,
maybe that should be in our contract for a lot of our panelists.
What? Hey, you leave.
We wouldn't have a show.
Shut your fucking mouth if it doesn't concern you.
We wouldn't have a show if that didn't, if that was one of the rules. But the really funny thing here
about it is what I'm saying. You know,
the really funny thing here
about it
was that people when that money went into people's bank accounts.
I promise.
When that money went into people's bank accounts here, they took it out of the bank so the government couldn't get their hands on it. So first of all, it wasn't your money to begin with. The government gave it to you. Now you're taking the money out of the bank so the government can't get it. But then we went through a phase here where we weren't accepting cash, so they couldn't spend the money that they'd taken out of the bank. And people were so angry about it. It was amazing. That was one of my favorite things to live through in retail. I was like,
well, one of the things that killed me here is that the states were still allowed to take taxes. So when that PPE money came through and the state took their portion of the taxes, oh, fuck this, I got taxed on my money. It's like, well, it's a bonus, you know? You weren't going to get any of it. So say thank you. Pay the fucking taxes.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right?
It's $2,500 that nobody else got.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a $2,500 check, Jeffrey? Did you, Christina?
I think mine was more than that.
I did.
I have kids.
You cagey bitch. I see you.
And I got $200 a month for like some odd months. I don't know how long.
Were you mad that you paid taxes?
I got
no, I don't give a fuck.
Because
I needed that fucking money. I pay my taxes. I do my deal.
Look,
COVID was a financial windfall for me. I'm like,
right? I got a new car out of COVID.
I need it again. I need it again. I need $200 a month. Like, I will take whatever the fuck the government gives me. Like, at this point, I'll take the food stamp. Shit. Yeah, like, give it to me.
Jeffrey, are you highly taxed over there?
It depends if you do Trump's tax plan or not.
Yeah.
Look, one thing you don't do with all your money, don't go to Bali. Is the end of the short. Go to Bali because you can't have...
about this on TikTok today.
You can't have sex out of marriage, which is one of the only reasons you would go to Bali. End of story.
Well, what's going to happen now? Because most of their tourism is a lot of schooly age kids, like teenage kids that all go over there obviously boink and do whatever else they do.
And now they're all gonna criminalized get in prison it.
Apparently, the law's not coming in until another 3 years, which is weird.
Oh, quick, like, everyone go get your root on in Bali, quickly.
Yeah. I just would never go to Bali. Go, I think what they did to Chappelle.
Sex if you're not married?
No.
And no, I believe Chappelle was guilty, but I think what they did to her was disgusting, and how they treated her, and what they did to those other boys that part of the Bali Nine that got executed.
Here's
a country you want to visit. They're archaic.
Don't go to Bali.
And they're animals.
Don't be a drug mule. Don't be a drug mule is the end of the story.
Oh, well, don't be a drug mule. But at the same time,
don't go to Bali.
Hey, how about not be a country that shoots people because of that shit? Like, you know, that's disgusting. Like, it's so archaic and just awful. Like,
now, y'all,
I'll never go there.
Is Luke's shirt getting taken off? Is yeah,
he's getting out? Naked with, it, with excitement. Yeah. You've shirt. Popped a button. Ooh, you've popped a button.
Like, is he protesting Bali?
Oh my god!
Getting out of Bali!
We're gonna get kicked off the air!
Fuck Bali!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
We're gonna get banned!
God, it proved me a vinaigrette!
You've already hanged up, Vera. You've got a warm and ready, so I think it's time, Vera. It's over to you. Are you ready, Vera, for this week? Okay, V, you can vent. We're going to go get the next segment ready.
Here we go,
V. Hey,
you.
Go, 3, 2, 1, vent.
Oh, kitties. Y'all know that my mom's in the hospital. And 1 week ago tonight, I was sitting in the Auburn ER. I thought I was in motherfucking Beirut. There were 35 people squeezed into a waiting room for 20. There were 7 out of 10 people coughing, sneezing, hacking, wheezing. There were people using beds and wheelchairs for seats. And there was one hairy triage nurse screaming names and throwing her hands up like a freaking penguin. And God, I've bitched about this for 2 fucking years. And I hate the fact that I'm still fucking bitching about it. But the reason 70% of those people were in that waiting room was because of all the Russian anti-vax propaganda that has made everybody so fucking paranoid about healthcare and common sense science that they've all got respiratory diseases. That is a tiny community hospital. 90% of those beds were filled with respiratory illnesses that could have been prevented with vaccination and simple hygiene. What the fuck is wrong with us? The whole Brittany Griner thing exploded this morning because of Russian bots trolling the internet, talking about how she was a bad citizen and this poor white guy's still in prison when they're the ones that keep him there. Why are we not paying attention to the disinformation that is destroying our planet? Not our country, not our party, not our state, our motherfucking planet. The disinformation is designed to make us anti-science, against climate reform, against medical reform, pro-authoritarian. It is alarming the lack of common sense in people who will buy into all of these myths. People, wake up! The Russian disinformation funded by Saudi Arabia to turn us into an oil-dependent oligarchy where 5 billionaires own everything and the rest of us suck dirt is working. Wake the fuck up. Use the word woke if you want to, but wake the fuck up.
She's done.
And now watch our friends drink grossness.
Now watch our friends drink grossness. Thank you, Vera. All right. I have talked the panel into something. Well, a majority of the panel. So what a big story this week that caused a little bit of trauma on our page was the creation of Pilk.
Pilk.
Pilk for Christmas.
Oh, I get a chill now.
Lindsay Lohan is the face of Pilk. Now, oh, this is a TikTok thing. This is dirty soda. This is a trend. So what I decided was that we...
Him. Excuse me.
All right. So
okay, wait. Okay. I have almond milk and lactate whole milk. Which one?
Should I would probably do the whole milk.
I think we should take me out the because I didn't have the Pepsi and milk ready.
I don't have the Pepsi and milk.
I was useless. Right. All right.
Do we pour the milk in the glass first?
No, Pepsi first. Pepsi first.
I don't want to waste that much Pepsi, though.
No, but it's that much.
Like, no, I'm not doing a lot.
It's majority Pepsi, from what I gather.
I have an empty cup. Okay.
All right. Yep. I have my Pepsi. I have some light milk.
I don't want to waste the Pepsi.
I'm really scared of this.
I'm not going off air because I'm going to watch this shit.
Vera wants to see this shit.
Wait a minute. Let me get my puke bag.
All right. I'm doing it. Wait, oh, it looks bad.
How much milk are you putting in?
It looks bad.
You're putting in a lot. Oh, my God. That's why are you putting in so much?
Look, I don't like fucking creamy drinks and shit. This is,
Oh my God.
You've got a fair amount of milk, people.
It's chunky.
Oh, fuck.
Why is your milk chunky? That means your milk's off.
No, I think it needs some Pepsi.
I have some chocolate milk. What is it?
I have chunks.
This is what mine looks like.
It still smells like Pepsi.
It still smells like Pepsi.
Did you use regular milk or oat milk, Jeffrey?
He's got oat milk.
No, this is lactate milk.
Jeffrey, you're used to chunks. You'll be right.
Oh, why does yours look like that? You look like you're warm.
All right, we're doing this.
5, 4, ready, one, bitches. Two, 1.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right.
I don't taste anything.
Hold on.
It's like,
yeah, I did.
So it's like a float.
It's like your float's melted.
Yeah, it's not awful. It's not disgusting. Pepsi. It's like a creamy Pepsi.
I don't think I would drink.
Am I gonna drink the rest of this?
No. I went back for a second taste. Oh, Jeff, mine's chunky at the bottom too.
I was gonna say
mine's got like a little thing over here. I don't know what that is.
Maybe it's something to do with the. Oh,
he's drinking. I thought the acid in Pepsi curdled milk. I thought that was a known thing.
Don't scare me.
It's not bad.
Listen, my friend Sharon used to chase Southern Comfort with milk.
Yeah, look.
My uncle used to put Southern Comfort in his Oaties, his Cheerios.
Oh.
He'd pour the milk and then the Southern Comfort. So what's
the verdict on Pilk? I don't see it taking off, but I don't know. It's not horrible.
I don't. It's not awful.
That was a bit of an anti-climax. I thought someone was going to throw up or something.
I thought I was going to puke.
I'll try it with almond milk. Hold on.
Okay. Jeffrey's going to try it with almond milk.
You're wasting more.
See, that'll be gross. Because the almond milk actually has a taste.
No, this is unsweetened. Original.
That's sweet.
I use it for my protein shake.
Because Jeffrey's sweet enough, aren't you, babe?
Oh,
but does almond milk taste like almond?
It looks silky. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look silky.
Yeah.
It looks kind of gross.
That looks fucking gross.
Drink it, Jeffrey.
I'm trying to turn it because it's all stop.
I can see it. I can see it. Drink it.
No, I don't want to see it. Get it off the camera. Oh, my God. Oh,
drink it, Jeffrey.
Suck it down, kiddo.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. You're going to fucking puke, dude. Don't fucking do it. Oh, my God.
Tell it again.
I'm gonna puke if you puke. If you puke, I'm puking.
It's over. It's over. I think we're leaving. So thank you for joining us, Tension Radio. Jeffrey's got a puke in his mouth, and we'll see you next week. I mean, Jeffrey, come on. You have had worse things in your mouth.
It's not that bad. I actually kind of prefer it over the milk. It's that kind of like a nutty. It's a
big surprise. Stop Jeff likes a nutty. Big surprise. Jeff likes a nutty flavor in his mouth. Oh.